Welcome to the Soul Sounds Lighthouse, a portal of energy transmissions from spirit guides streaming light frequencies through sound. These vibrational messages get under your skin, activating your soul sounds. This podcast is channeled for the soul-led, light beings, conscious creators, intuitives, light workers, light leaders, and those remembering. You're invited to play with these sounds and expand into your true frequency. Let them flow through you and co-create with them. I'm Laís Escort, associate and magic space holder for your inner light to shine through. Enjoy the experience. Welcome back to the Soul Sounds Lighthouse. Today I have a guest with me. Nicole Middleton is a light worker, energy healer, and intuitive quantum coach. She helps you shift into the space where you can receive big and claim all that you desire simply by being all of who you truly are. Nicole is known for her contagious, joyful approach to life and no bullshit attitude to empower you to live up to your potential. As always, we have a channeled message for you in the beginning of the episode. And then you're invited to hum along and sound your soul with us. Nicole has a podcast as well called We Are Wildfire. And I've been in her podcast before. It was so much fun. That's how we met. And the link will be in the show notes for you to check out. I highly recommend. So hum along, sound your soul, and enjoy the podcast.
May your path be brighter and wider and bolder than what you ever imagined for yourself. May you be seen, may you shine, may you receive, may you smile, may you contain all that is. May you be contained. May you be held. May you be clear. May you be bolder than your fears. May you know that all that is and all that was is all within you and all within the reach of a breath. May you know that when you breathe, you are held. You are held to receive everything you ever wish and you ever dream. May you know that your thoughts might not be controlled, but the meaning you make of the stories you take are yours to create. May you choose to empower yourself through the sound as you wish, to your taste, at your command. May you choose to not explain yourself, but to make the space for you to explore. May you choose exploration over explanation.
Dreams grow
need to control, the need to explore, the need to make it grow your way. Feel the breeze in your lips. Feel the breeze in the leaves of your dreams. Swirling and twirling and spiraling, 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 spiraling. Stars, you are the breeze in the tree. You are the breeze in the tree. Can you feel? Can you taste your truth? Can you see? Can you taste your truth? Open your eyes. It's better than you can think of. Open your eyes. To know yourself. Ooh. Ooh.
Do you see me in your eyes? Do you see me before you now? Do you see that I am you? Do you see that you are me? Look and you shall see.
What do you see? When you open that eye inside of you, what do you see? When you close your lids and look inward, what do you see? What do you feel? What can you see inside your tree? Growing your dreams, growing your dreams, growing your dreams. They might reach you, they might reach you back.
Are you finally ready? You are becoming who you are meant to be. Are you finally ready to see? You are an infinite being. You are the stars. You are the rain. You are the sea. You are the wind. You are becoming and unbecoming everything you are not. Can you see you are an infinite being?
Of your being, look inside, look inside, look inside.
Where are you going to now? Where are you going to now? Where are you going to now? Look, while the path you seek is within, look within and find the direction you must go. The path you seek is inside.
Find a thread, Buddha thread of your heart. There's a power there to you to shine it all through, to know where you came. You came from the stars. You're made of the same fabric of light as your guides. Look inside, look at the sky, look at the rain, look at the sun, it's all within your veins.
Can you hear the whispers all around you? Can you hear the whispers all around? They guide you here, they guide you there. Are you listening? Are you hearing? Can you hear the whispers that guide you? Go within, find your place, find your peace and listen within.
Ooh. 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 Ooh, 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 connect to your sound, connect to your voice, connect with your own vibration, connect with your sound, connect with your voice, connect with her own vibration.
Can you hear the truth in your soul, the truth in your heart, the truth in your mind? Go to the place where you feel that truth. Feel it within, feel it without, feel it within. Feel the truth of your being and let it out, let it out, let it out. Feel the truth of your infinite being and let it out. It takes great bravery, great bravery, to let it out, let it out, let it out. But I see you.
Courage takes heart, takes what you have inside. Takes courage, takes heart. Trust what you see inside, trust what you see inside, trust what you see inside. Be wild and be brave and brighter, be wild and wider, be brave and brighter.
When you go there, you will see, you will find, there is only light. But where there is light, there is also shadow. There is also shadow, and these are all the same parts of you. These are your story. Let it out.
Let it out, 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 empty out, empty out, creating space, creating space, creating space to grow better, bigger, stronger, brighter from your true self, from your true dreams, from your true spirit. Bring that in.
I know there is fear inside you, but that fear is only your past. Go forward into the future. You know who you are. Let it out.
You're held when you leap. You're held when you breathe. You're held when you leap. You're held when you breathe. You're held true and in and out. You're held true. thresholds of your life.
Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
You're just like, oh, I'm an angel. And when you don't, you're like, oh, oh my gosh. And feel like you can feel the vibration run through you when you don't really hit the right note. It's just like, blah, blah. And I play a little bit of ukulele as well. And I try and sing along with the ukulele. And sometimes I'm just like, nah, 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 and I'm singing. And it's great. And then it's that wrong note. And it's just like, oh, no, I have to like just take a break. Because it just goes straight through you. It's horrible. But it's such a beautiful experience to sing. I always talk about people just doing things for the fun of it, not doing it because you need to be perfect. Like when we were children, we grew up singing and playing and dancing, not because we were the best at it, but because it made us free and it's because we wanted to, and it was a beautiful experience. And this was kind of like that. It was not because we were perfect and we're not gonna be on stage with Beyonce anytime soon, but it doesn't matter because it was a beautiful experience. And I think people need to set themselves free a lot more and experience life by just playing with it and having fun with it without attempting to hold on to perfection.
Yes, and that's what the idea with this is, really bringing back that sense of play and allowing yourself to explore and try new things that normally most people feel like, oh, I can't sing. Oh, I can't do this. I can't do that.
Yeah.
We all can do it. It doesn't mean that we're going to be, like you said, Beyonce and sing on stage. But we can all use that. It's a form of self-expression. And that helps so much to connect with other parts of our vibration that we normally don't allow ourselves to go there.
Yeah, and I feel like sound is such a, I don't know for me particularly, but I feel like sound is such a powerful experience. I mean, we use our voice so often, but do we actually use our true voice? So when you're singing and when you're dancing and when you're expressing yourself fully, it's such a beautiful, freeing experience. And I don't think we do it often enough, but sound has been really quite powerful for me. When I gave birth to my son, I used sound like as vibration in my body to like get rid of some of the pain and stuff. And I didn't like I didn't prepare it or anything. I just realized that that's what I was doing during labor and stuff. And I was like, wow, this is working. This is so cool. I sounded like a cow. I sounded like a really, really sick cow, but that's okay.
But that was wise of you, because that's what you're doing. You're vibrating yourself.
Yeah. So,
and that sound can really change things within a cellular level. It's
yeah, and the different sound vibrations. I often, like, I can feel like I'm literally choosing the parts of where that sound is going. Like,
yeah.
So that was a really, really low, deep vibration. And obviously it was like in my pelvis and my lower back. And it was like really deep down there, you know? And it was like really vibrating down there. And a couple of weeks ago, I had like quite a migraine. It wasn't quite a migraine, but it was quite a hectic headache. And I also had my son and my husband was out. So I just had to kind of deal with it. And I was just in the shower with him and he was chilled and I was just singing, but also like doing that lum, but like quite high pitch. And it was just like really getting, like, the vibration was going straight in my head and it was just like releasing that pressure of my headache. And I did it like 6 times. And when my husband got home, I was like, you won't believe what I did. I cured my headache with like humming, with sound vibration. And he was like, you're a weirdo. And I was like, I know, but it's what happened.
I love that you mentioned this because I love talking about sound. And those different tones, it's exactly what you're saying. You can hit different chakras, hit different parts of your body. And it doesn't have to be like, there is some science on that, but it doesn't have to be hard science. You can literally do what you did, hum and feel where it's vibrating and move that vibration, changing the pitch to where you need.
Exactly. That's why, I mean, if people think that sound healing is like a pseudo, like, holistic stuff. But if you really get down to it and you know that music heals, you know that sound heals. Like when you're upset and you've broken up with your boyfriend and you're in high school and you're having so much drama, what do? You go to your room and you have a good cry and you listen to music. And that is healing. Both of those things, crying, letting it out, and listening to music, are both healing you at the same time. So yes, you might be not like in high school going to your room and doing like those sound bowl things and like, oh, da, 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 da. You might not be doing that, but you're definitely putting on some music. And when I'm like feeling a bit of an errat and I'm feeling a bit like, nah, the one of the first things I do is get in my car, go for a drive, and pump that volume of one, like just a really good song. And I just rock out in my car and I'm just like, hell yeah, this is amazing. And instantly my vibration and my energy is shifted.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what was going on or anything, but everything, you get new perspective, you've got a new view, you've got new energy. So, I mean, just because some of other people are doing it like more meditatively with the love and all of that, it doesn't mean that it's not working. Everything is energy, and it's just getting that energy to move and flow.
Exactly. Yeah. Now that the audience listen to your soul, what they can expect in working with you? What is the experience that you bring them through?
Wow. They can, when they work with me, the experience is me letting them find their true nature. And the process through that is, the first step to empowerment is courage. So I always start with courage, because anything below courage is apathy and just there's no productivity or anything like that. But as soon as you hit courage in the energy vibration scale, that's where action comes in. That's where productivity comes in. That's when you actually start making moves. And when you start making those moves, whether you succeed or fail with that particular step, you grow so much as a human and a soul and everything. You kind of awaken with those courageous steps. No matter what happens there, you did that. You took the step. No matter what the outcome is, you took the step. And that is huge. And I am so passionate about helping people step into and fully embody the holy shit version of themselves. That when they're living that life, they're like, holy shit, is this my life? So that is, and it doesn't relate to material gain or external successes, although that does come when you fully embody that holy shit version of you. But it's all about first stepping into courage. And when you step into courage, you feel empowered because you are making the choices. You are deciding. You are choosing what step to take. You're not allowing fear and fears of judgment and rejection and failure and all of those fears to run your life. You are decided to now drive your life.
Yeah.
And you're listening to your soul's guidance. You're listening to your desires. You're choosing to say, hey, fear, great. I see you. I know you're trying to protect me, but I'm going to go in this direction anyway because it feels good. And every time you follow that feeling that feels good, no matter how much sense it does not make whatsoever, when you follow those feelings that feel good, you start to see more opportunities and more doors that open magically. And you start really stepping into this beautiful human that you know you are. And yeah, life becomes magical. So that's the magic that I co-create with you, because I'm just a guide as well on this earth. I'm just helping you see who you are.
That's beautiful. I feel that this team even showed up in when we were singing. So many people sometimes don't even allow themselves to dream what they dream because they feel it's not a possibility.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They've shut down their desires and their dreams because they're like, no, don't be silly. I could never do that. So there's always those two voices. The first voice comes up and it's your soul. It's like, what if you wrote a book? And the other voice goes, don't be silly. What would you write about? You don't know anything. Like, who are you even? Why would you write a book? Like, Gabby Bernstein writes a book. Oprah writes books. Who are you? You can't write a book. And you listen to the second voice, but that second voice is your ego. That second voice thinks you're going to fail. It's the voice of fear, and it's just not reality. So I'm just always saying, like, well, they're both equally good voices to listen to. And you maybe have listened to your ego voice for such a long time, and where has it really gotten you? So start listening to the desire voice now. Start listening to your soul. And when you start listening to your soul and you see that every time you take a step in that direction, what more happens? And your ego voice gets quieter and quieter because you're giving it less power. And your soul's voice gets louder and louder because you're actually listening to her. And she knows the way. So let her lead the way.
Yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful thing when you get to that realization that the only person that actually is able to stop yourself, it's you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. We've got all these thoughts and ideas of what other people think in our heads, but that's all they are. They're in our heads. 99.999% of the time, everything that you think other people are thinking is only what you think they're thinking. They're not actually thinking that. And even if they are thinking that, who the hell cares? That's their perception of life, not your perception of life. And the only thing, there was a quote that I'm trying to remember now because it's coming, but the people that will judge you for going after your dreams are only people that are not going after theirs.
Yeah. I always like to say, don't put your limitations on other people's, because what other people will tell you that it's not possible, it's because they can see it's possible. And sometimes we need someone to expand us that did what we want to do to see, oh, if they can do it, I can do it too. So even searching for those people sometimes helps a lot.
Yeah.
And this is something that often people do it wrong. It's like you see someone that's doing what you want to do and you feel jealous. Oh, yeah. They're doing the thing that I wanted. Why aren't you, right?
Yeah. So
if we do it backwards, instead of going jealous, seeing if they're doing, I can do it too. It's so much better.
Yeah, use them as expanders. Use them as notes from the universe that it's possible for you. I love jealousy because as soon as you get triggered by someone else and you're jealous, it's the only thing, your emotions are only calls to action. That's all that they are. So instead of sitting in jealousy and going, meh, I'm so jealous. They've got what I've got, what I want. Then it's showing you what you truly want. So it's like, okay, cool. Well, I see that I'm jealous. Why am I jealous? Well, clearly I'm jealous because they have what I want. So what do I now need to do? I need to go after what I want. Stop sitting at my table and watching all these other people do what I want and being jealous of them without taking any action to go get it myself. I love jealousy because I often, if it ever happens to me, it doesn't happen to me very, very often. I'm one of those people that cry when people win money on the radio. I'm like, it's so beautiful. I'm so happy for them. But if I ever do feel jealous, it's been a couple of times in my recent past that I was quite triggered and feeling a bit like, and the only thing, the thing instantly that I thought was, I need to do more because that's what I'm working towards. That's clearly what I want. And I didn't know I wanted it before I saw them have it. I was like, wow, that is my new goal. That is what I'm working towards. And that's a beautiful thing because often we don't know what we want. Often we're too scared to reach that high. And when we see other people get it and it makes us jealous, we're like, oh, that's clearly what I want. And that your emotion is just a call to action so that you can make a move. And that's why I teach people courage, yeah, because so that you can make that move.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're not paralyzed by your fear.
Yeah.
Nicole has a Facebook group and the link will be in the show notes.
I have a lot of mini trainings. So I guess those are the freebies, little mini trainings and little mini masterclasses in my Facebook group called We Are Wildfire. So you can come join me there. There's a lot of fun happening in that group, a lot of energy, and it's all about the energy leadership, manifestation, courage, and becoming the holy shit version of yourself that I know you are. So there's that, but I am developing a little mini offer that is going to be a while still, but I'm not sure when you guys are listening to this. So it'll probably be out when you're listening to this. And that is called The Courage Cure. And I'm so excited about it. And this is literally an activation toolkit for your mind, body, and soul to help you step into and fully embody the person that you need to be to make the moves to do the thing that you've wanted to do for all this time. Maybe it's write that book. Maybe it's ask that guy out. Maybe it's quit your job. Maybe it's start a side hustle. Whatever it is, this is the Courage Cure Activation Toolkit to help you step into and embody that person. And it includes hacking your subconscious brain, and includes masterclasses, it includes mini training, workbooks, PDFs, a whole lot of little goodies in that little toolkit. I'm busy developing that now, so should be out soon.
That's amazing. You're birthing a lot of things, apparently.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this thing. It's a little mini offer that I'm really excited about.
Thank you so much, Nicole. This was amazing.
And thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing your wildfire. And if you like what you heard from Nicole here, listen to the We Are Wildfire podcast as well. It's her podcast. I've been a guest in there and that's how we met. So check her out.
Woo. Thank you so much for having me. This was beautiful, such a beautiful experience. So I love different beautiful experiences. And this was just one of those things that puts you out of your comfort zone, but actually expands you so much. So thank you for allowing me this experience. It was amazing.
Pleasure.
The Soul Sounds Lighthouse was brought to you from sunny Brazil to reach you anywhere in the world with our light. If this podcast touched you in any way, reach out on Instagram. You can DM me or you can tag me and share the goodness. Have a beautiful week.